In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, fresh batch of overreactions. Let's get after it. I'm with the mafia. Okay, then. The Indiana football turnaround is the greatest in college football history. When they hired Kurt Cignetti, they had the most losses of any program in all of college football. They hadn't won the Big Ten since 1967, and they had never won 10 games in a season. Now they've won back-to-back. They just won a Big Ten conference, and they're the lone undefeated team in America. The greatest turnaround in college football history.
I would say yes. I don't think this is an overreaction, but I'll give you a couple of examples. And if you go all the way back to the early 90s, when Bill Snyder took over Kansas State and then made them a perennial top 10 program, that would be one turnaround, but they never were competing for a national title. The other one, actually, I think is a little bit earlier, more recent, in regards to Sonny Dykes taking over TCU, who was 5-7 in 21, and then took them to the national championship game in 2022.
This is not an overreaction. It's the greatest turnaround in the history of the sport. 59 years since a Big Ten championship. That's insane. I would say the qualifier is here maybe is a 2-year turnaround, you know, in term, because John pointed out TCU, and then you're pointing out of KSU was really good too, but they blew a critical Big 12 championship game that would have changed everything for their program.
I just think the idea that Indiana football is the number one team and the only undefeated team 2 years after this man was hired.
I mean, they put a staple on it on Saturday night, beating them the way they beat them.
I'm Jim Costa, and I approve this message.
Acosta.
So this is a kind of a continuation. Cignetti just got 10 to 15 more coaches fired. They just don't know it yet.
This year? Or
next year.
Next year.
And in the future years to follow.
In the future years.
I mean, it may be way more than 10 to 15.
So I think it's really going to depend on some of these other hires. He may be the unicorn. And it may just be an unbelievable fit, and it may be just an unbelievable couple-year run. I think he's a tremendous coach, and what he has done is unbelievable. I don't want this to sound like I'm discounting what he's done at all, because I think doing it with now two different quarterbacks, making your team even better, who says he's not going to do it again next year and the year after and the year after? But I think there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on Pat Fitzgerald. Is he able to do it? Is, you know, and you look at all the other hires around college football, who was able to make that jump from where they were this year and firing their coach to within a year or two being in the college football playoffs? If it's repeatable by other programs, then yeah, I think the leader in the clubhouse, the reason it's happening is Cignetti. But until somebody else does it.
All right, this is an overreaction because I thought you meant now. I, when I read that, I mean, you didn't put a qualifier on
it. No, you're fine.
No, it's not an overreaction if you go to next offseason, especially if he continues to do this. But I think he's putting on the table next year Josh Heupel's job being in jeopardy.
Yeah, look, if they can Kalen do it, why can't you? Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer's job could be in jeopardy potentially after next year.
Yeah.
The standards of some of these programs, especially Alabama, They're not going to put up with this crap if they don't do something in this playoff in the next year.
Why can they do it in Indiana, but we can't?
Yep.
Do you have something that's not a dead dog or child porn? That's a quick turnaround on that drop. Okay, look, a lot of people are upset at the college football playoff picture and the results. You got two little guys and no Notre Dame. The real villain is the ACC. We don't need playoff expansion. We don't need to change the rules. We need the ACC to crown a proper champ. They have too many teams, and they only play 8 conference games, and they have bad tiebreakers, and they screwed this up. If Miami is the ACC champion, JMU is out, and Notre Dame is in, and the system works perfectly fine. The only thing we need to change here is the ACC needs to add a 9th game and fix their tiebreakers.
I mean, and if you're going to go with, I don't think this is an overreaction, but I think maybe just blaming the ACC, because next year it could be the Big 12. I think we have to go back to, as much as people didn't like them, divisions. And so that you have a West and an East or a North and a South, and you play a championship game where maybe you don't have Duke playing against Virginia.
Right.
All right, this is an overreaction. The real villain is the system. Take the top 12 in the rankings at the end of the year, and I'm getting BYU-Texas debate here instead of James Madison and Tulane. Right. I don't want to watch it.
Do you believe Notre Dame football is a program of petulant children and pouty losers? They took their ball and went home because they didn't make the college football playoff. Look, they didn't win a conference. They didn't beat a team in the top 15, and they went 0-2 against playoff teams. They weren't good enough. You got to own that sometimes in life. You're not good enough. The lesson isn't, we were, but the world's out to get us. Notre Dame has this superiority complex, and they're a bunch of pouty, petulant children.
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction.
And Marcus Freeman, who we all love and I love, is a pouty, petulant child. You should have your team
if
on the field.
They were the only team that was opting out of bowl games. Now, the reason obviously plays a part of it.
Ask yourself, if they were 9-3, would they be going to a bowl game? I think they would.
They might be. I don't know. But there are other teams that have opted out. And I think moving forward, the big concern is, and the issue may take care of itself. Why are you going to look and watch these bowl games? I'll watch them because I'm fiending for college football and football until it's all said and done. And then we fiend for it until it comes back. I think you are looking at a lot of programs that look at the expense of going to a bowl game. A lot of these programs will lose money by going to bowl games, even though they get the money from the bowl.
John, you learned a lot of life lessons playing football.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of them wasn't, if you face adversity, just quit.
No, but I think that's, if that's the only reason that you're thinking that they opted out of this, then sure.
This is not an overreaction. They've always been entitled. They need to get in a conference, and I really don't like. I think they should remove the Irish from their nickname as an Irishman, John.
Oh, jeez.
Stick a fork in the Colts. They're done. They don't lead the division anymore. They've lost 4 of 5. Their quarterback's scary, man. That sucks. What happened to Daniel Jones? Yeah. Achilles injury. They're going to finish 3rd in their division.
Yeah, I mean they're out of the playoffs right now. This is not an overreaction. They're done.
This is not an overreaction. Riley Leonard, seriously. And here's their schedule. The Texans, the Jags, who they just got murdered by. And then, unfortunately for Lions fans, the Colts still play Seattle and San Francisco. So you can chalk those up for those teams. Mm-hmm. The path to the playoffs is through the Bears.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yes, I was rooting for Western Michigan. Yes, I'm happy for Western Michigan. How could you not? I hate you. And I know what you're doing. They just won the MAC title this weekend. I'm not talking about him. No, I want to move on. Lamar Jackson is no longer an elite quarterback. Two touchdown passes since Halloween, four interceptions in that span. John, he had multiple drives to win the game. And John, he ends the game taking a sack. You can't. You have to throw it up. You have to lateral it to somebody. Your knee can't hit the ground with the football on the final play. This is not a one-week thing. This is now a month plus. He's not an elite quarterback anymore.
Okay, this year, he's not an elite quarterback. Can he be an elite quarterback next year? Absolutely. Can he continue to be an elite quarterback? Absolutely. I think this is, if you're looking long-term, it's an overreaction. If you're just looking at this year, he's not an elite quarterback this year.
I do think this is an overreaction. It's too soon. He still has a QB rating of 100. And how about this? Go get him an elite number one receiver. And you know who I'd love them to get, who I think's on his way out, is A.J. Brown.
In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. The Packers will win the NFC North. Now 4-0 in the division, a decisive victory yesterday. I mean, a nail biter, but it was a declarative. They needed that win and they got it. Green Bay will win the North.
Yeah, I don't think this is much of a stretch when you're looking at the teams that they play. Now, obviously, they beat the Bears. They're at Denver, and you're looking at two offenses that, against really good defenses, can they move this? This might be the worst offensive game of the year. It might finish at 9-6, and it's just a matter of a field goals. But then play the Bears, the Ravens. You already talked about Lamar Jackson. They finish with the Vikings. Yes, they're going to win the division.
Not an overreaction. I think 2-2 is the worst case scenario. That gets them to 11-5-1. And I don't trust the Lions to win out yet until I see them consistent. They win this game this week, and maybe it's on the table.
Do me. The Chiefs are done. Kelsey's washed. Mahomes doesn't look very good. They can't protect him. He was their leading rusher last night. It's happened all too often this season. They've lost 4 of 5. They're not mathematically out. But guys, this will be the first time Mahomes missed the playoffs.
Yeah, they're done for this year. I think Patrick Mahomes will be just fine. They'll be back in the years to come. It'll be without Kelsey. But you look at the offense, and I didn't think much of their offensive line to begin with, but they're down to what, their fourth or fifth offensive tackle.
Yep.
That's why they can't run the ball. They can't protect him. They never did a great job of protecting Patrick Mahomes, but this is just an offense that can't move the ball. And defensively, and I'm not sure what's happened to them defensively. Spags is a great defensive coordinator. They've still got Chris Jones. Yet they can't stop anyone.
This is an overreaction, and I know it sounds crazy, but their playoff chances are still 16%. I thought they would be lower. They're 6-7. They still have the best quarterback and the best coach in the world, and I know they've got their problems with injuries, but there is a path, because listen to this. First off, they beat the Colts. The Colts are going to be in a free fall. I don't think the Colts win another game. Chiefs could get the 10-7. They could win out. They've got to beat Denver. I don't know about that. Interesting thing here. This is they can't win the division anymore. That's right. After 9 years, they're not division champs. 9 straight division champions. That's ridiculous. But listen to this. How about a Chargers free fall? Listen to their schedule. Philly, the Chiefs, where the Chiefs can go head to head against them. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, the Texans, and the Broncos.
If the Chargers lose,
could go
out
1-4, and that would be 9-8. So 10-7 Chiefs. 7 seed? Who wants that?
All right, then. Those are your overreact gyms. 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.